This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Students across the Front Range got a snow day on Wednesday. Denverite's Kevin Beatty headed to Ruby Hill in Denver to see how they spent it.
This is the primo sledding spot in the city, and lots of kids are getting in on the action.
I don't like sledding, but my dad made me come.
Okay, so not everyone's here by choice, but most, like Christina, a high school junior, were pretty glad when they heard school was canceled.
I was happy.
Why were you happy?
Because I didn't have to go to school.
It's been a weird couple of years for students who have had to figure out virtual learning during lockdowns and then dive back into in-person classes this year.
It is a hassle getting back into the routine.
Kitsali, a ninth grader, said she was glad to go back with her friends, but a snowy day is especially welcome amid all the readjustment.
There's been a lot of schoolwork just catching up. We needed a break.
Flying down the hill, going home for hot cocoa, a snow day feels pre-pandemic, old school. But these kids say it's what they needed. I'm Kevin Beatty, Denverite.
Automatic voter registration through the DMV has put a lot of new voters on Colorado's rolls, according to researchers at Stanford University. CPR's Megan Verlee explains.
2 years ago, the state switched to automatically registering people with a chance to opt out later. Researchers found that basically doubled the number of new registrations. The state also started automatically updating voters' addresses using DMV data, covering tens of thousands of people whose information might have stayed out of date. Secretary of State Jenna Griswold.
Both aspects are really important, and they drive at a really important lesson, and that's election modernization can open up access, but also increase security.
Now the state is seeking permission from the federal government to extend automatic voter registration to Medicaid recipients. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
Find more at cpr.org.